Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Pat Dobson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Vernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Lynn reaches third base with a triple. Burleson scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Munson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up into right field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Doyle who tags Munson, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Mason now playing shortstop. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Miller moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Teunt covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins pinch runs for Roy White. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coggins moves to third. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Coggins now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Jim Mason. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.